Alright, we're now live, man. We got J2 Universe on the line right now, bro. An upcoming artist, bro. Tell them where you're from. Tell the whole world. Let's get some information about you, bro.
Alright, man. The name's Universe. I'm an aspiring producer slash artist from the DMV area. Don't mute DC. Don't mute Go-Go. I love Go-Go all day. You know, I actually play an instrument outside of this, a keyboard or the piano, whatever, for a Go-Go band. Or for a local go-go band in my area. All jokes aside, shout out to them. I've been doing this whole music shindig for about 15 years now. Shout out to my dad because he's the one that started it all for me.
That's dope, bro. So like, tell us more, bro. So who inspired you as an artist, bro? What song made you want to do all this shit, bro? Get all this started.
Man, it's so many. Let me see. I mean, well, some of my favorites, personal favorites, is Tupac, I Get Around, Quincy Jones, Razzmatazz, Quincy Jones, Secret Garden. Who else we got? We got Will Downing at the end of the day, or Barry White at the end of the day. Denise Williams, Free, all that 1970s soul and oh my God, the Spinners, the Delphonics, the Temptations. My Ooh. Father used to listen to all that stuff, man.
Oh yeah, we going way back. So you have that Motown inspiration as well, bro. That's just dope as fuck. A lot of artists nowadays, they don't know about that. And for those listening right now, bro, me and bro did just have an interview. Fucking, the audio came out a little fucked up, but hey, man, this is a dope ass artist coming out. Y'all need to check him out, bro. Fucking. Keep telling us more, bro. What is your whole bio, bro? Like, how is it growing up from where you are, bro? Like how is the surroundings?
Man, it most definitely isn't easy. It first started in Southeast DC. We had to get up out of there, man. You know, I did a good 9 years, but the neighborhood that I was living in, it was terrible. Like, shootings all day, every day, man. If my parents didn't make the executive decision to get up out of there, fool, to be honest, I would be 6 feet under right now, fool.
Shit, well,
we're
blessed that you're not, man. You're sitting here doing this interview, bro. Fucking, this shit's dope as fuck.
Yes, sir.
Man,
yes, sir, bro.
Bro, I found this guy off. He was commenting on a fucking post I posted because this is not my exact station. This is bro's station. He just has me running this shit for right now, doing it, giving interviews because, like, my upcoming artist, and it's dope. I know how to talk to other artists, so I know how to relate. It's dope having you on here, bro. So, like, artist to artist, bro, you said you make beats and shit, right? What is your favorite genre, bro? Or is it just multiple?
You said genre?
Yep.
Oh, okay. It's multiple. You know, I'm diverse with mine, man, but me personally, I try like the smooth jazz, you know, maybe the lo-fi hip-hop. I kind of like country. I don't know what's wrong with country or what, but you know, sometimes that guitar, that little banjo, they be using, be soothing to a guy sometimes, man. No funny.
And that's the artist here, you know.
Yeah, but you know, but smooth jazz for sure, because you know they have those melodic instruments in there, you know, and they use all them soothing little relaxing little ambient pads and all that to keep you relaxed. So pretty much, you know, music that helps you relax, you know, is something that will attract me first.
So what is your view on the new music scene? What is your opinion on how everything is going, bro? Like, with the Juice WRLDs, the, like, Little Uzis, you know, the Playboi Cartis and all that shit. What is your view, bro?
Man, I actually like it. Now, see, growing up, I was always, you know, you got the 80s rap, you got the 90s rap. I grew up off the 80s and 90s rap because, like I said, my father used to play all of that all the time.
Of course.
You know, Talib Kweli, the Run DMC, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I actually, you know, listen to this new wave, man. They got something, man. Every last one of them. Y'all have to take it for what it is. Y'all can't be looking for lyrics all the time.
See, and that's dope that you're accepting, bro, with, like, how music is changing, you know? It's not supposed to be the same. It was never supposed to be the same.
Right. But see, where people mess up is, like, they don't take it for what it is. Some things are club bangers. Some songs are club bangers. Some songs is party music. Some songs is house music. Some songs is chill music. So it's on the occasion.
I like but, that. I like know, that.
But this new wave, man, is something great. Like seriously, they mixing stuff back in the day and to now, and that's good for real because like you said, music is supposed to evolve, and I feel like it is for real. It's not just like, you know, one trick, two trick pony like it was back in the day for real.
Exactly, and I liked how you said that, bro. The new music nowadays, especially like out in the Bay, bro, like. The hip-hop is incorporating the old-school sound, you know, because it's a hype thing. But then we also got, like, the new emo trap and all this shit, the new kind of rock, you know. And I agree with it all because, hey, music has to evolve in some way. And we need new artists, you know?
Yeah.
How old are you, bro? When was your first time in the studio?
Man, my first time in the studio? Let me see. To be honest, recording studio, like just for, you know, maybe like, you know, rapping purposes and all that, I think it was last year, if I'm not mistaken. But like I said, you know, I play in a local go-go band, all jokes aside. So it's been about 3 years. Let me see. Yeah, 2016, you know, was when I hopped into my first actual like recording studio to see how things really are. Actually, one of our managers, he's actually our he's our like sound engineer.
Okay.
Sound engineer, and he like, you know, mixes all of our CDs for us. So shout out to him.
Well, bro, welcome to the game, bro. Fucking for 3 years, you're doing great, bro. The video that you sent me, man. Tell me more about that, bro. How did the whole visual come up? Where was the sound? You said you made the beat. Tell me the whole visual about that.
Okay, so the beat was made last year. It was made last year in the fall. Actually, there was like no motivation towards this beat. It was just like, just get up and cook up something real fast.
Okay.
It was another one of them joints. And then, it was like, okay, so what haven't I done yet, or what haven't I covered yet? For like, as far as, you know, like, you know, what key, this is that and the third. So I'm like, all right, let me choose this one. Let me get happy, Mo. I'm happy right now. I'm like, nah, it needs a little bit more bounce. Okay, that's good. So then I add the second piano track. I said, oh yeah. But see me. I this is just my personal opinion. Sometimes. Those piano beats, it needs something up under them. Just like something up under them, not something like over top or in the middle, just something up under them.
Yeah.
So I chose a pack. I played some cool little chords right there, and it just brought a whole nother vibe to the beat. So I'm like, man, as soon as that happened, I knew I had something beautiful.
Bro, when you posted that link, bro, the visual popped out ASAP. It just looked creative, bro, and I hopped into the song right away, and I was like, yo, this shit's dope, man. You're definitely going to get traffic, bro. Bro's information is all going to be in the description, bro. It was a fucking blessing. We are definitely going to be working in the future, bro.
Yes, sir, we will.
Let's get it, bro. Tell the world your name one more time.
I go by the name of Juniverse. I'm an aspiring producer / artist from the DMV area. Don't mute DC, don't mute Go-Go. I love Go-Go. To the death of me, I will never forget it. Y'all make sure y'all go get the Young Greats project. I made that, okay? And then, my bad. And then, you can follow me all over social media on Facebook, JayQuaenKins. On Instagram, at JayQuaenVerse. On Twitter, same thing, Juniverse, JayQuaenVerse.
Yeah, man, all of bro's information is going to be in the description. Juniverse, welcome to the game, bro. It's a blessing to do this. Let's get it.
Yes, sir.